Good evening and welcome to The Big Fight, the show that is young at 21, the oldest running debate show on Indian television. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. The death of a Congress TV panelist in the middle of a TV debate due to a sudden cardiac arrest should not just be treated as a sad development which shook us or should shake us, but actually force us to think, and think hard, about how we debate and discuss things in the public on TV. Now, before you start calling us anti-free, anti-debate, the entire team of The Big Fight would like to remind our viewers that this show is where weekly news debates first began on Indian television. Even after all these years, we continue to debate each week with the same zeal. Debates are important. As you take a look at this quote by John F. Kennedy, he says, "Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed and no republic can survive." No republic can survive if there is no debate. But how exactly should we debate? What should be the purpose behind the debate? Noted American politician William Penn once said, and I quote, "In all debates, let truth be thy aim, not victory or an unjust interest," unquote. So we need debates. We know the purpose of the debates also. But how should we debate? Shout? Be loud? Angry? Be forceful? Desmond Tutu said, and I quote, "Don't raise your voice, but improve your argument," unquote. And at the end of these quotable quotes, we would like to quote George Orwell. He said, and the quote is on your screen, "The thing that strikes me more is the extraordinary viciousness and dishonesty of political controversy in our time." He goes on to say, "I mean that almost nobody seems to feel that an opponent deserves a fair hearing or that the objective truth matters so long as you can score a neat debating point," unquote. We all know the context of this debate by now. Today, we will debate on how India must debate on TV. We mark our Independence Day this week. So on The Big Fight tonight, India's tryst with decent debates. Can News TV declare independence from hate? Can we not be colonized by hate and bigotry in our debates? And the simplest, but I guess the most complex question we ask today, is freedom from hate debates possible in this country? Later on the show, we'll be speaking to two people who have been trained by the same journalism teacher, but they've chosen very different paths in their journalism, in their pursuit of journalism. They started their TV career together, trained under the same boss, but chose different paths. They will tell us their experiments with their journalism. Let's begin The Big Fight now. Let me introduce all my guests. Shubhrasta, founder of The Churn, is also a political analyst with us. Jaiveer Shergill, spokesperson of the Congress Party, who also wrote a letter to the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, feels very strongly about the quality of debates, is with us. Raghav Chadda, MLA and spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party. We have Farah Naqvi, writer and activist. Thank you so much, Farah, for joining us. Vivek Reddy, leader of the BJP, and Mr. Sadanand Dhume, resident fellow of the American Enterprise Institute. Thank you so much. This is an extremely important subject where we are debating on the future of debates in this country. I never thought it will come to that, but yes, it has. The Big Fight's opening punch. Every one of you get 1 minute time to make your opening comments. So, Shubhrasta, let's begin with you. Your time begins now. The first punch.
Sanket ji, it's very easy for us to quote fancy philosophers and theorists on what constitutes hate speech, how should we debate, so on and so forth. But unfortunately, in a democracy, it's only a few who have, you know, in the current context, a prime time slot from 7 to 11, who get to decide what is legitimate and what is not. In that case, the line between what is hate speech and what is hateful action gets blurred. Now, on your very show, Sanket ji, a few days ago, I had made a very pertinent remark, which was very much in tune with the argument of the day on CAA, and it was edited out. The final video did not contain the slot where I had taken on Ravish Kumar quite emphatically. So tomorrow, somebody who is aware of this reality but does not have access like the kind of access I do have on primetime television slots, it does degenerate into hate speech whenever and wherever they get an option. Hmm. That is something we need to be really cognizant of. I'll build upon this argument part of the debate.
Okay. Jaiveer Shergill, spokesperson of the Congress Party. The first punch.
Sanket ji, you have quoted many famous personalities. What debate should be? I want to just quote two famous lines from Mirza Ghalib. What debates have become? Tum har baat pe kehte ho ke tu kya hai? Tum har baat pe kehte ho ke tu kya hai? Tumhi batao ye andaaze guftugu kya hai? Sensationalist, slanderous, libelous, and toxicity are the dominating and disturbing features of TV debates today. My friends, my elder brothers, Rajiv Tyagi's death is a crude reminder that there is an imminent need to reinstate civil, factual, and respectful temperament of TV debates. In my limited 7 years of spokesperson, I've seen the transition of debates from news to noise, from facts to friction, from truth to tussle. Why does it happen is the moot question. If Pandit Nehru and Shyama Prasad Mukherjee could debate with each other respectfully, if Atalji and Indiraji could debate after an uncertain future independence and the partition, whatnot, why can't we? So today, there is a sinister strategy to divert the attention from real issues of governance and employment.
Sure. Thank you so much. Raghav Chadda, your first punch.
First of all, news channels in this country do not reflect public sentiment anymore. They reflect the government's line, and that is the unfortunate reality. And there has been a systematic degradation of national news channels. Sensationalism has replaced sense. Chaos has replaced credibility. Noise has replaced news. And jingoism has replaced journalism. And this, quite frankly, summarizes the trajectory of Indian media over the last few years. And as somebody who has been appearing on these panel discussions day in, day out, I can tell you that news channels, most of them today, have become khap panchayats. And I say this with a sense of responsibility. They have literally become kangaroo courts. They are the judge, the jury, and the prosecutor. And the way panel discussions and TV debates and discourse on national media is framed is in a way to corner certain members of, certain political color and to benefit who are associated with the Bharatiya Janata Party.
Sure.
That is the unfortunate reality.
You made your first comments. Farah Naqvi. Farah, your first punch. 1 minute.
Thank you, Sanket, for having this important discussion on the eve of Independence Day. And even though a very unfortunate incident, a tragedy has triggered this discussion, I hope we have many more such discussions. Can news TV channels actually free themselves from hate debate? Look, the hate debate culture is being, the signals are coming from the political space. I do not believe that news channels can isolate themselves or insulate themselves from this. They are all part of a much larger ecosystem, and I would include social media as part of that ecosystem. These are no longer, I think you dignify them by even using the word debate, Sanket. These are not debates. These are gladiator fights. These are meant to kill or be killed. These are meant to enjoy the sport of a public lynching by words of people. These are spaces where instead of showing somebody that their policies are possibly idiotic, and you demonstrate that through fact and logic, what you end up doing is having people calling someone, you idiot. And that is the most civilized word I can think of.
Absolutely, you're being very polite. Of what has started happening on TV debates, I guess nobody, even those who are supporting this motion, will end up agreeing, because the sort of stuff, the sort of language that is used, and might I add, promoted, in a way that obviously the anchor will not say that I approve of this, but to invite those panelists again and again to make the same mistake over and over again, I think, is a conspiracy. Vivek Reddy, your first punch. 1 minute.
Well, I think, Sanket, most of the proponents in the big fight today seem to have a very negative view of reporting and negative view of debates. I think, first of all, we must remember that these debates are not going to influence much the Indian public, because most of the Indian public don't see it. The fraction that sees it may get influenced or swayed to a certain extent, but most of them are decided on where they are. But the other issue is that to say that there is toying of government line, to say that citizens' opinions are being molded, well, I think in every democracy, you find that whether it is newspapers, the print or the digital media or the television media, the channels have their views. And they try to approximate truth, bring truth through those views.
Okay.
Like each channel has its views. And we must accept the happiness in democracy, that happy situation in democracy.
Sure, sure. You're calling this a happy situation in a democracy, that there are debates of all shades
before the channels.
All
and everybody gets a chance.
Fine. I get your point.
So I don't know why
Sadanand
debates
Dume.
Have become such a very
opening comment only for 1 minute, please,
chilling
Mr.
issue,
Reddy.
Or why it should be something equated to lynching.
Vivek Reddy.
I don't think so.
In a debate, it is absolutely understandable to interject, right? Nobody is against interjection, so I'm using my right to interject and tell you that 1 minute is over. Sadanand Dume, your opening comments, please.
Thanks for having me on the show, Sanket. You know, I have a slightly different view on this issue.
Sure.
There's a famous saying that says that politics is downstream from culture. And I would say that in many ways, media is also downstream from culture. And what we're seeing in India is an undoubted coarsening of how matters are discussed. I think a lot of that has been heightened by the rise of social media. And it's certainly true that political parties that once valued the idea of appearing calm and dignified and reasoned in the way they presented their arguments now seem to value something else. All that is true. But the real question is, why do people tune into this? And as long as there is some kind of appetite for this, as long as people want to watch the catfights, as long as people prefer that, find that more entertaining or titillating or whatever, to more serious, rational, reasoned debate,
okay.
I think that's the heart of the problem. And I think that's something that people have not touched upon.
Okay. So, Sadanand Dume, we'll begin from where you left. And I'll ask you this question only. So, are we to assume that people are the problem? Is that your conclusion?
Well, I wouldn't frame
that
it that way.
People want this sort of news?
I wouldn't phrase it that way, but I would say that what you've seen in television news over the last 20 years, and I've been participating in these debates for a long time, what you're seeing is the media equivalent of the rise of populism, right? And it has, you know, certain points that I think, you know, people would value, the fact that there are voices who are now, people who are now able to appear who did not get a chance earlier. And I think in some ways that's a good thing, in honesty.
Okay.
But it's so true that at the same time, what we've seen is a coarsening, where people employ language, people don't pause, don't wait to have their say. A lot of these are what we're talking about are norms. And the norms that existed in Indian television, if you go back 20 years ago, were essentially the norms of the elite. I happen to think that those were better norms. Let me put my own prejudices on the table.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm open-minded enough to see that other people may not view it the way I view it.
No, so Shubhrasta's opening comment was very clear that, you know, opinion and debates, how they should be, had a very top-down approach, that some few good, well-educated, good English-speaking people will tell you, this is and how, ladies and gentlemen, you must debate. I guess
I think
the point...
She does
yeah.
have a point.
Sure. Mr. Dume, you were saying something.
Yeah, can I come in here?
Okay, fine. We'll go back to Mr. Dume in just a short moment. Farah wants to come in and then Shubhrasta. See, liberalizing opinion is very important.
I think we're... Sorry.
Sure, Farah Nakhil.
You know, this idea of the debate being some elite Oxbridge thing that is conducted only in English... pardon my language, is a lot of balderdash. This is not... India has had a very long, rich and a community-based culture of civilized speaking to each other. People did not come to body blows. So I am not talking about an Oxbridge debate, but to the extent that television channels model themselves and they conduct this thing called a debate in which the moderator is the prime instigator of the hate. So you've adopted a form but abandoned all its rules. That simply cannot fly. And I want to draw your attention to India, which has a rich culture. We've had community-based conversations. I have worked in rural India where you could have a conversation without coming to the kind of blows that people can today. And I'm sorry to say, I disagree with whichever gentleman said that this media has no influence in people. We are not just talking English. We are on an English channel right now, but this is extremely true of the very toxic, vicious, venomous Hindi language media that I'm familiar with, certainly in the Hindi heartland, where you do publicly lynch people through your words. And I think it is a tragedy and a travesty. Okay. Anyone and I heard some gentlemen saying it's great democracy. This is not great democracy. We have never had so many people
lynching people with words is not a democracy.
Means of communication. Farah
Naqvi says,
and people less able to talk to each other.
Yeah, Farah Naqvi says that lynching people with words is not democracy. So I guess I should go to Shubhrasta and then Vivek Reddy, and then I'll come to you, JV.
I find it extremely entertaining at an intellectual level when somebody, some MLA on your show, goes on to say that, you know, paints Khap Panchayat in a really bad light, and then Farah Naqvi comes and says that, you know, in rural India, we had a very diverse kind of an opinion and we never came to blow. So I really don't know if this elite class really is aware of what goes on in rural India, if they are pro Khap Panchayat, they are against Khap Panchayat. I'm bringing this in, because, you know, we have...
Just stop putting words in my mouth. I'm sorry.
This is lynching my voice.
Okay, one by one. See, one moment. Interjections. I think Farah, you will have to admit that was a smart one. She used your words against you. But the point is, interjections are part of a debate. That's exactly the point. One can interject. You know, to say that we should only discuss things, we should be extremely polite. Debating, arguing are all parts of discussion. It is okay. But to then make it reach a form which is uncivil, unparliamentary, and frankly, you can't watch with your children or your family.
Sanket. And the thing is, you know, we have really blurred the line between offense, safety, and decency. Now, whenever you have an argument, like we used to have Shastrarth in India, it was never about not offending somebody, until unless you don't offend the intellectual faculties of somebody. For example, and until unless you don't offend the current historians of the day by proclaiming that in the partition narrative, it cannot be dominated by the Nehru or the Jinnah or the Gandhi version of things. But you have to include
I get your point. So Shubhrasta is talking about a churn, that you challenge the status quo, you challenge the norms, and that is why you will see a backlash, and then people will talk about intolerance. But that is not really entirely true. We are talking about the manner in which we debate, the level with which, you know, level to which we can go to prove our point. Very quickly, Jaivi Shergill and then Raghav Chadda. Jaivi, I can see this note that you had written. You have sent it to the Information Broadcasting Ministry also. It says, restore civility, tame the slanderous beast that TV debates have become. Constant interruptions, defamatory smears, impact well-being of all individuals. Now, the moment a government does something like this, tame the TV beast, they will be called intrusionists. They will be called, the government of the day will be called, you know, attempting to curb the freedom of expression. I want to understand from you, what exactly do you want?
Sanket, first I want to say that, you know, today at the tragic incident when we've lost a spokesperson, my letter to the INB minister was not as a party representative in that sense, but it was from a spokesperson community as such, that these toxic debates affect their health, whether it's a BJP, whether it's Raghav, or whether it's me, or whether it's the anchor. Let's not reduce or ridicule or camouflage this debate by painting a liberal versus illiberal, urban India versus rural India.
Well said.
The debate is about Ganga Jamuna Tehzeeb versus Tu Tadak Tehzeeb. The debate is about the standard which I referred between Srimati Indira Gandhi and Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Mm. So let's not go into that. Number three, you asked me, what do I want? I want is two things. It's not about regulation. It's about fixing answerability and accountability. Mm. There is a NBSA in India, which was some kind of a self-regulation, which simply asks one thing. Your platform cannot be a platform from acrimony. Your platform cannot be used to make mudslinging or derogatory remarks. Mm. It is, as you say, if you can't change the course of the river or the river does not want to change its course, you need to build those banks to stop your house getting flooded. The political parties don't want to self-regulate. The news doesn't want accountability. The NBSA guidelines are gone to the wind. Mm. Their non-compliance has made them extinct. So are we saying that news channels, the spokespersons, the viewers have a license to kill the basic ethos of democracy we agree to respectfully disagree with each other? And why is this happening?
Let's take that to Sadanand Dhume and Mr. Vivek Reddy. Farah, I'll come back to you. Sadanand Dhume now. Mr. Dhume, do you agree with that assessment?
No, I don't. I sympathize with where Javed is coming from in terms of the outcome he wants. And indeed, I want the same outcome as him. But I think his approach is utterly misguided. You can't have this cannot be a solution that is imposed in a top-down manner. You cannot have regulations or other people sort of deciding whose pitch and whose tone is polite and who crossed a line when was too impolite, who was within the confines of Ganga Jamuni Tehzeeb and who crossed it. Because in the end, you know, these are subjective things.
True.
I think the problem really is that why have we reached a point where television channels feel that they are going to get more eyeballs? And, you know, to Farah's point earlier, I wasn't talking about this being some kind of a caricature of Oxbridge. I was just talking about even in Hindi, there was a manner of speaking that was measured and dignified. That manner of speaking no longer seems to be in vogue. And the real question is, why do so many people in large numbers tune in to watch this sort of circus of clowns? The fact is, people seem to enjoy it.
Can I just come
in? Numbers and advertisers seem to want to advertise on these programs.
Yeah.
That's the problem we have to look at.
So advertisers have to not fund hate. So obviously there'll be a market, but then there is a market for all sorts of things. That doesn't mean that you legitimize them on television, on news television. Vivek Reddy and Raghav Chadda have not spoken for a while. Let me go to them and then I'll come to the ladies. Vivek Reddy, the question is, by the government not acting against TV stations where deliberately, and I choose my words carefully, deliberately abusers are called and then they accidentally abuse, right? And then after that, everything goes away. It becomes a great viral clip. People circulate, there are people speaking for it, against it, but then there's no action whatsoever against those TV stations, against those licensed organizations. So then where does the accountability lie? With those organizations or with the government?
Well, I think first of all, Sanket, I don't think the government can hold the reins and say where these horses must go. That's a really wrong thing in the era of freedom of speech.
Sure.
I don't think the government can be guiding and telling, look here, you must speak this way, otherwise you're out of the television. I mean, where is that? Which law in the country, which guideline in a country, in a democratic country, ever says that? I think what's happening is the people themselves have become very choosy. People themselves are trying to tick a debater or trying to say no to a debater based on the content that he has, based on this manner of representation. Of course, there is a little scope for aggression, but not one cannot be too acrimonious or aggressive. But the problem here is, today we are receiving most of the complaints from a party which is losing in the turf ground of elections. So what these parties are doing is, they're trying to blame the media for their careless work. I mean, a careless worker blames his tools. You cannot point out the media and the debates are the cause for my loss. No. That seems to be the version.
No, no. You, that is for inarticulately one moment, being Vivek Reddy, even if we were to forget
so,
that may be the intention, I don't think there is any harm in keeping a debate civilized. And I must thank all of you for keeping this debate on the Big Fight extremely civilized. Thank you so much to all of you. Raghav Chadda first and then Farah Naqvi. Raghav.
Well, first of all, let me just briefly respond to the question regarding eyeballs. Yes, there is no doubt that these channels, particularly these jingoistic channels, get a lot of eyeballs. They get eyeballs because these are not news channels anymore. These are entertainment channels. They show a circus, and some people, or many of them, like to watch that circus for entertainment purposes. That's point number one. Point number two, regulation of media is a debate that has been going on in this country for quite some time. I personally feel that the media needs to have some sort of public accountability, and that will emanate from self-regulation. The government cannot regulate. The moment the government starts regulating the media... No, but
that's not allegedly happening.
That is allegedly happening. Allegedly is the operative word in your sentence, my friend. It is not effective. And therefore, not being coercive, not, diluting one's constitutional guarantees, particularly the ones highlighted in Article 19, there needs to be some semblance of self-regulation of media, number one. Number two, debate, dialogue, discussion are an essence of India's democracy. In fact, if you were to go through our scriptures, the Vedas, you will find a rich tradition of Shastrat. Shastrat never meant you lynch people on who you debate or trade body blows. Hyperventilation, vociferation has really sort of defined, the 21st century
Indian
media.
Those are rare instances, Mr.
Number
Rajiv
two,
Chadda,
now let me, may I,
say
did
that
I intervene?
That is the normal.
May I just finish?
Those are rare instances.
One moment.
You're painting it as if it's
you can interject a little later. Let him complete his point.
Journalism, as one has known, is something that you do without fear or favor, without affection or ill will. And you have to be a journalist to conduct a debate. You cannot be a publicist or perhaps even a propagandist to conduct a debate. I think that is where the problem emanates from, and the larger cause. The bigger reason for this malice in Indian media is that editorial rooms no longer decide the news of the day. It's the boardroom.
But then this is an allegation. If I were to ask Mr. Vivek Reddy, one moment. If I were to ask Mr. Vivek Reddy, he'll say the same of Aam Aadmi Party. The Congress will say the same for the BJP. BJP will say the same for Congress.
We're talking about favorite editors. My friend,
that everybody has in every dispensation.
Sanket, I am saying
it's so subjective,
that journalists and many people from your tribe, your community have spoken that journalists no longer and editors and editorial rooms no longer dictate editorial policy. It's the boardrooms of the promoters of the news channel that do that for vested interest. I mean, that's a reality that all of us need to face and acknowledge. Quite frankly,
I feel long-term structural changes is what Raghav Chadda is talking about. Very quickly, Shubhrasta and then Farah Naqvi.
Sanket, kind of definitive statements that have come here from members of the Legislative Assembly or established editorial voices in the country. I just want to say one small thing. The public has risen against exactly this kind of definitism. Please leave room for grayer areas. There are aspects, even in case of the Delhi riots, we all know where Tahir Hussain stands. But who is the culprit today? The Pinjara Tod campaigners. Who is the one who has framed
Shubhrasta,
the
Pinjara Tod campaigners? Shubhrasta, two things. Shubhrasta, my entire argument, my right to interject, please, Shubhrasta, the point over here, we are kind of conveniently mixing two things. Point number one is decency. And that is the focus of my debate. Point number two is ideological interpretation of debates, right? So what you seem to be representing or talking about is the second. I am talking about decency. What stops us from being decent in debates? All these points,
Sanket,
can be...
Sanket, yeah. I'm just saying, nobody stopped anyone from being decent in debates. But for far too long, some people have donned the tiara of being the best in the field to filter certain views, because of which, there is a talk about democratization of the editorial space, for sure. That has happened on social media. But then the very same people who talk about liberalism, who talk about democratization, fear the space like anything.
Okay.
Obviously, people who abuse are wrong.
Farah Naqvi, so this comes out of years and years of suppression of a particular viewpoint, and to a point where we level this out. this churn will result in certain uncomfortable instances like slander.
So let me respond. The previous speaker, unfortunately, ought not to have in this debate raised the issue of the Delhi riots. And I suggest we keep that out of it because I believe that her views are misplaced entirely. Number two, I want to pick up on your point, Sanket. When you talk, I'm sorry.
One by one, please. Farah, quickly, your point, please.
So I want to say that this putting it on this public and on TRPs, I'm afraid, is really missing the point. There can be a large discussion on people's psychological need to watch bloodletting on a public show. What is happening in India, Sanket, you yourself said, people are accidentally called and then they accidentally attack somebody and then all hell. This is not accident. We must understand that this campaign to create public spheres of hate, the signals are coming from the very top of our political leadership. Dog whistling bigotry instead of...
I don't understand why can the same view not be adopted either by the panelists or by the
Farah Naqvi says that none of what is happening right now is just in pursuit of certain eyeballs or ratings. This has a larger political design. I think that's the point, Farah Naqvi, if I heard her correctly.
I want to expand
right?
on that.
Here is my question to Jaiveer Shergill, as well as Mr. Vivek Reddy. Even if this were a political design and agenda, could this not have been done decently? Why does one have to be abusive to assert?
No, I think if the BJP spokesperson permits me to say a few things, and I want to say this. Firstly, as I started my debate, the newsrooms, which have become verbal blood sports, a verbal bloodbath arena, is a sinister strategy to divert or become a flexi tool to divert attention from important issues of governance and employment. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine on your debate, you would have had a debate on employment. I would have started saying Mr. Vivek Reddy or Raghav Chadha or vice versa, all three of us. Tu Pakistani hai, tu Bangladeshi hai, tu nakli Hindu, tu asli Hindu, tu yahan tera baap wahan se, teri maa wahan se. The employment debate will collapse. Me, Raghav Chadha and Vivek Reddy will be in a verbal blood spot and off you go. An important issue in which you want to question the government or the opposition dies a natural death on your show. That is what I said. And Mr. Abhinandan Sekri is going to be on your show, as I heard you. His platform did a very stats analysis of four major leading Hindi channels, and they have scanned their 202 debates. You'll be surprised to know in the 202 debates on education, zero, healthcare, zero, public infrastructure, zero, farmer, zero, poverty and malnutrition, zero.
No, and then they
zero,
get the ratings
women's
also.
Safety, zero.
So
environment protection,
say
zero.
That people are
mob lynching, zero. Now,
these are entertainment channels.
Sadanand Dhumay will say that
channels.
This is what people are watching. And then Farah Naqvi will say that, no, this is a larger design. I want to understand where does this cycle begin, Sadanand Dhumay? Is it that the present-day dispensation wants only a particular opinion to reach the people and that is why that is being popularized or has been made trendy enough? Or is this what people want? Because your initial comment made me feel that people are the problem. I still strongly feel people are not the problem.
I think, I'll give you, a quick anecdote. I remember having a conversation with a guy who was part of what I would describe as the BJP troll army in Sydney a few years ago. And I asked him exactly the question that you have asked today, which is that, look, why do your people have to be so abusive? Why can't they make the same point in a calm way or without personal ad hominem attacks and so on. And this guy turned to me and said that, sir, you don't understand. If we're all polite and all, maybe like 10 or 15 people will like it, But if you put in a lot of galis and stuff, then it's much more popular. So yeah, I mean, this is, I mean, let's, you are assuming that more people seek civil discourse. My argument is that the numbers clearly show that there is no great hunger for civil discourse, and this ugly, insulting clown show that passes for debate on many channels every evening, in fact, has an audience.
Okay.
Can I just come in, Sanket?
Yes, very quickly, Mr. Reddy, last word.
Yes. I think, first of all, there is a big misperception that narratives are being controlled from top down, as Faranakvi is trying to say. Well, this is an old game. The problem here is that if the debates in the TV or the line that a television channel takes does not suit the convenience of a political party or certain individuals having political affiliations or certain ideologies, then it is easy to say, well, they are towing the government line, forget it. They are a no good channel. Well, that's your personal view. Why are people broadly liking channels? That is because whenever there's been, this is something that has totally missed out.
Sure.
People get abusive about a nation. And when people get abusive about a nation, they get the same abuse back. That's it.
No. And now you're justifying hate. See,
there
my
is
point
a rise
is
in the feeling for the country.
Your argument
and
is,
why it
see,
gets
this is the exact sort of an argument which says,
some
which legitimizes
totally
hate on TV.
This is number one.
That you will hate
Second
us, we'll hate you back.
Somebody have wanted to complain about regional channels. Well, regional channels are doing the best job in the country, perhaps better than the other channels
sure,
in the world.
Sure, I agree. I absolutely
why do you
agree.
Blame the regional channels.
Vernacular
for
Press
debates?
Is far better than mainstream media. I agree with you. All right, I've run out of time. Vivek Reddy, thank you so much, Mr. Sadanand Dhume, Farah Naqvi, Raghav Chadda, Jaivi Shergill, as well as Shubhrasta for joining us on part one of The Big Fight. We're stopping for a short break at this moment. On the other side, we'll be speaking to Deepak Chaurasia of News Nation TV and Abhinandan Sikri. Remember, they started their TV career together, trained under the same boss, but chose two different paths. Almost a diwar sort of a story. And they will discuss their experiments with their journalists. Back in a moment. All right, welcome back. You're watching The Big Fight. Can India actually be independent of hate debate? Obviously, the conclusion that one can draw is that hate debate exists. So this Independence Day, can we be free of hate debate? I would like to introduce two very special guests. And these are two people who are disciples of the very, very same guru, journalism teacher. But they've chosen two very different paths. I have the consulting editor of News Nation Network as well, Mr. Deepak Chaurasia. Thank you so much, Mr. Chaurasia, for joining us here on NDTV. And I have the co-founder of News Laundry, Abhinandan Sikri. Thank you to the two of you. Mr. Chaurasia, let's begin with you first. Let me ask you this question point blank. We've seen your debates. We've seen your journalism, some really feisty journalism. You're celebrated as the reporter's editor. People have seen your field reporting. But Deepak Chaurasia in the studio has been accused of spreading and propagating hate. I want to know from you, what will it take to get rid of hate from TV debates?
Who is spreading hate? First, I want to know this from you, Sanket. What was people doing in Bangalore, calling Allahu Akbar and burning a police station, plus burning a Dalit MLA's house? Is it not hate? Should not I report it? What should I do about it? Should I shut my eyes after seeing that whole mob of 2000 organized by some social political organization and they are burning police stations? They wanted to kill police people. Three people died. They attacked police people. They attacked the security forces. They burned the house of a Dalit MLA. Should I shut my eyes on that? Tell me. Please respond.
Okay. No, I'm no one to respond. I'm only the moderator over here, Mr. Chaurasia. But the point
no,
is...
No, I'm asking you. Should I close my eyes
no,
after seeing that?
Absolutely
should
not. But there
I
is
report
a,
it?
Being a top editor, it is very clear that an expectation will be while you report on incidents of hate, you do not make news the object of hate in the process. I think that is what is a subject matter of debate.
Well,
on
as a responsible
on
journalist,
the toxicity
I cannot...
of debates. Yeah.
Okay. As a responsible journalist, I cannot shut my eyes on facts.
No
if
one
facts
should.
Hurt someone, if facts hurt someone, I'm not responsible for that. I am just asking question concerned to those society people, so-called
why do these
one
questions
political
have
organization
to turn...
or SDPI or for that reason
no,
SDPI.
Mr. Chaurasia,
what
why
doing?
Should
I'm
why,
just asking a question, that's all.
Why should these questions turn abusive? Why should one have to raise the level of your voice? Can we not state the facts in such a way that we do not make the debate itself extremely toxic, and might I also add, engineered to become toxic. I think that's the point of discussion right here. Abhinandan Sikri is with me. Abhinandan, you have had many a debates on the style of debates of Deepak Chaurasia on your platform, News Laundry. I've seen you guys are very good friends. You both value the same guru in journalism, and yet two very binary opposite paths. How would you explain? Do you think we can achieve a hate-free debate or discourse?
Sanket, I think we can achieve it, but it depends on what is the model the news follows. You know, I have worked with Deepak. We have worked together, and he has done some phenomenal reporting. I remember back in News Track days. I think Deepak, aapne Mayawati ka interview leke aa gaye the jab koi nahi la paya tha. Mujhe yaad hai. So he's done some fantastic ground reporting, but you see, the model is completely flawed. And let me just explain why this is. And I think Deepak is being a bit convenient and facetious where he says, see, should I not report, you know, the Muslims who want to kill? That is not, we are not discussing that, Deepak. We are discussing the quality of the debate that happened in the studio.
Correct.
Now, I think what is rewarded by the market is what will prevail. Now, we exist in a market where advertisers decide that who gets the revenue and who doesn't. Revenues are determined by advertisers. Advertisers determine where they deploy their revenue based on viewership. Now, anywhere in the world, a big boss or a big brother, and this is not true for India. You know, some people say Indian audience, SEO. Indian audience is like any other audience. America maybe 60 Minutes does not have more viewership than Jersey Shore or any of these Duck Dynasty type trashy reality shows. Now, agar aapko profit banana hai, to aapko reality show create karna hai. To kisi ne maa behen ki gaali de di, kisi ne thappad maar diya. Now, I don't believe that Deepak, as a journalist, believes that anyone watching that show will go back informed. The fact is, even he knows.
So he's aware.
Jitni chillam chilli hogi.
And he's doing it deliberately.
And he's doing it deliberately, as are others. The fact is that what the market, and I will just say this, and like, for example, and I mean, I don't want to attack anyone or anything. Your show is called The Big Fight, not The Reasonable Conversation. Because that is what makes, you know, that is what makes headlines. That is what, that's the impact. And I'll just say one more thing, Sanket.
Sure.
You know, I get a, often I get a call from, you know, another channel. I don't want to put their poor guest coordinators in trouble. Sir, please come tomorrow. I said, what's the subject? Sir, kal decide kar lenge. How do you know anything about the subject? They want someone to come and say, chillao, sir, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Then they say, can you comment on this crisis? So, I said, I don't know much
okay,
about
okay.
it.
Okay, Abhinandan, few interesting points that you've made, and I would like Mr. Chaurasia to respond. And by the way, this is a 21-year-old name. It's the oldest running debate show on Indian television. And it maintains and boasts of a dignified debate. It's a platform where debate has maintained its dignity. This much I can say extremely proudly. Deepak Chaurasia, Abhinandan Sikri, your dear friend, accuses you of playing into the hands of market forces, that your debates are not intended to inform. It's not that you have real concern for Bengaluru. It's just that you're competing with reality TV. And that's why you're doing what you're doing. And you're aware of it, by the way.
Well, Abhinandan is very too much generalizing it. Let me remind you, 2002 debates, Big Fights of NDTV, please take it out. What did you call? Hindu mob burning Muslim houses. You know, these are facts. Sanket, you are a new joinee to NDTV. Please watch out old archives of NDTV about 2002 Gujarat, right? You will find the reasonable debate solution. So, you know, that time it was convenient to some people. If I'm calling Bengaluru rights, spread
no, one moment. Mr. Chaurasia, the point is the manner in which the debate is conducted.
So I'm telling you, I have not abused anyone on television. Yes, people have abused me.
Is the responsibility not on the anchor? If there's someone who's abusive on my show, I will cut that person off. I will make sure that this voice is not heard.
I have always cut them off. I have not re-invited them at all. These are facts. I have not abused anyone. You said you are abusing people. I have not abused anyone.
No, but is it not convenient, Mr. Chaurasia? Okay. Abhinandan Sikri. Abhinandan Sikri, do you think the TV news debate, and I think this everybody will agree, has become formulaic? Get two or three people. You will know exactly what they will say. They will just raise their voice. The intention is not to inform people. Intention is to create some noise, tamasha.
Yes. And Deepak is again being convenient. Sure, second, yeah. Let me finish, Deepak. Let's try to maintain. So, I'm just saying that you have also been the aggressor. I have seen you walk across the studio floor and wave your paper. Aap ye bataiye. Matlab wo pura jo, that is not how you talk. We have disagreed many times. You have not walked up to my face and started waving papers. It is a performance for camera. Okay, let's be clear about it. Let's be honest about it. It is not only your guests who behave that way. You also behave that way, as do many other anchors. Now, as far as Sanket, what you're saying is, I agree. The quality of debate or conversation on any TV is different, and the ad revenues tell the story. So the point is, as long as you are competing, the metric the market rewards is eyeballs. Anywhere in the world, so eyeballs.
Let me put the onus back on Mr. Chaurasia as I end this this segment. Mr. Chaurasia, if say tomorrow you were to follow a totally different revenue model, which will not be on the basis of eyeballs, right? The theory of attraction. Will we see a very different Mr. Chaurasia?
No,
will we see
a
non-paper waving Mr. Chaurasia?
No, Abhinandan has seen my journalism. So you have, Sanket.
Of course.
I have reported all general elections since 1992. I have been in London bombing, Iraq war, everywhere. People have seen my reporting. I just want to state one fact, that I cannot shut my eyes to what is happening in the society. उस वक्त भी चिल्लाता था अभी भी चिल्लाऊंगा और अभिनंदन ने मेरे से कई पीस टू कैमरास देखे होंगे जिसमें मैं बहुत एग्रेसिव रहा हूं अब मैं डिबेट का मॉडल डिबेट का डिस्कशन का शो कर रहा हूं जो फैक्ट्स होते हैं उनको सामने रखना पड़ता है
एवरी
और आप भी रखते हैं ठीक है आपके लिए एक एंकर का तरीका एक्स होता है एक एंकर का तरीका वाई होता है
नो दैट्स ट्रू एज लॉन्ग एज इट डज नॉट nobody has a problem, Mr. Chaurasia, with the format. I think the problem that one has is with the conscious spreading of hate for profit. I think
what
that's the point.
What do you call hate? Sanket,
I call anything that is hurtful or hateful towards any community or any individual without facts. With a preconceived notion.
See the archives of 2002 NDTV Big Fight.
Okay.
I'll do that. I'm sure there'll be good reason to explain. First of all, I do not know. I have not hosted that show.
There'll be good explanation for
all those people who have hosted. But thank you so much, Mr. Chaurasia, as well as Abhinandan Sikri. Thank you so much.
Two journalists
trained by the same guru, but following two different paths, debating it out right here on NDTV.